I'm going to take you through some of the terms for different types of palpitations so that if you understand what these different terms are, you may be able to explain your symptoms better when you see your doctor. The first thing is that palpitation, the word palpitation, refers to a symptom. It is something you feel. It's like pain. You feel pain. You can't go to a doctor and the doctor can't say to you, oh, you're feeling pain. It is something very individual to you. So palpitations, in a very simplistic sense, is when you feel that your heartbeat is doing something which feels abnormal to you. That's what a palpitation is. So when you go to your doctor, you say, I have palpitations, and the doctor cannot then say, no, you're not having palpitations, because this is a symptom. It is something that you're experiencing. What the doctor can then do is he can say, okay, well, you're getting this. Let me try and work out whether this represents a heart rhythm disturbance or not. The second thing to understand is that palpitations can happen for a variety of reasons and do not automatically mean that there's a heart rhythm disturbance. For example, if you're walking along in the middle of the night and someone jumps out at you, your heart will race and it will pound and you will feel like it is doing something very, very abnormal. But it isn't. It is only responding to what the brain is telling it. So not all palpitations automatically mean that there's a heart rhythm problem. Anxiety can cause palpitations, fever can cause palpitations, anemia where you've lost blood can cause palpitations, pregnancy can cause palpitations, alcohol can cause palpitations. So there are lots of things that can cause palpitations and it doesn't automatically mean that there's a problem with the heart. So I will give you some examples of palpitations. Some people, you may be feeling, for example, that your heart is racing excessively. That could be a palpitation. You may feel that your heart isn't racing, but it's just pounding. It's not going fast. It's normal rate, but it's really just heavy and pounding. That could be a palpitation. You may feel that once in a while your heart skips a beat. That could be a palpitation. You may feel that your heart flutters. That could be a palpitation. So when you go to your doctor, the important thing that the doctor needs to do is to try and work out, is this something that is happening because the heart is just doing what it's supposed to do, or is the heart doing something abnormal? And depending on what your symptoms are, the doctor would probably want to do an ECG at the time when you're getting the palpitations. If your ECG is completely normal, then that tells you that it is not a problem with your heart. The palpitations are something else. The heart is doing what it's meant to do. So the way to sort out your palpitations is to have an ECG during the palpitations, and that will guide you as to what the cause of the palpitations is. Now, there are a variety of official terms for palpitations, different types of palpitations. If you find that you're getting these things called skipped beats, where you feel that your heart is beating fine and then suddenly there's nothing, and you think your heart stopped, and then suddenly there's a big bang where you feel that there's a big thud, which can sometimes be uncomfortable. Those are called ectopic heartbeats. Your doctor may refer to them as PVCs or PACs, but basically they're ectopic heartbeats. They're incredibly common. In a scientific study that was done where they took a bunch of healthy volunteers, completely healthy, who were participating in clinical trials, and they put them on a monitor, about 60% of these people had PVCs. These are completely healthy people. It's a completely normal thing. So the first thing I want to do is to reassure you that actually not all palpitations signify a heart problem. Even if there were a heart problem, skip beats, missed beats, thuds, little flutters lasting a few seconds are completely normal and don't signify a major problem. It's always worth going and having an ECG during the palpitations, because that then just defines them for you. But once they've been defined, if they're found to be this, then they're not dangerous.